چند سالی داشتیم من با این فکرس که چند I was standing there, I was watching. It's pretty good. A good high percentage of the Buddhist chanting. And so that's the request, because that's what Sankirtan is about. It's about participation. And while chanting can be done in different ways, it only gives the maximum result when it's done for the purpose of glorifying Krishna. That's why we chant Hare Krishna. Not for entertainment. It's also good, it's better to be at Bhaktivedanta Manor than to be at, I don't know, some disco, wherever people go. But main purpose of chanting is, and more specifically, to please Radha Gopamanda and to glorify him. Because the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness is glorifying Krishna. And when we come together, then when we do that together or congregationally, it's the most pleasing to him. That's why it's called yajna. It pleases the Lord more than any other type of activity. And particularly when it's done with real concentration, with that concentration in mind. And the concentration really begins by concentrating on what one is doing. So which means that because we're pronouncing the holy names of the Lord, then by concentrating on those syllables, words, and the whole mantra itself, which means that by hearing it very attentively, then that becomes a qualitative glorification. And it's very powerful. Srimad Bhagavatam's primary purpose is to encourage us and to emphasize that chanting Hare Krishna is the Yuga Dharma in this age. Right from the very beginning, it says, Yadde Devi Swayam Payam Padnavam Vipayam. That when you chant Hare Krishna, then you become, this is the first thing that Bhagavatam talks about, you become fearless. It's one of the effects of chanting Hare Krishna. When the cowherd boys, they saw this big snake, Agasura, then they were afraid. It was obvious what it was, and it was obvious that it wasn't just there to visit. It was there with some bad motive, bad purpose. But then they started to say, well, what's the problem? Krishna has saved us so many times before. And when they said Krishna, when they began to say Krishna's names, they became fearless. So they said, yes, Krishna saved us. So by repeating Krishna's name, then they just walked right into Agasura's mouth. And although that's actually one quality or one effect of chanting Hare Krishna that Lord Chaitanya doesn't emphasize in his Shikshastakam, the Bhagavatam begins with that, and particularly because we also live in an age where people are very fearful and becoming more and more so because nowhere is really safe. And that's how Bhagavad Gita also finishes up. Krishna sort of tries to conclude that Arjuna need not be fearful or afraid of the results of sinful activities because Aham Tam Sarva Bhavya, Krishna will deliver. And although Krishna was there personally 5,000 years ago to deliver Arjuna, today he's with us in the form of his holy name. And he also delivers us. He delivers us from sinful reaction. And he affects so many different wonderful things in one sense that he doesn't even do personally. And that's one of the wonderful things of chanting Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada would sometimes answer that question, where is God? And he would say, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna is God. And whereas Krishna's name is no different than Krishna, and Goswami also said that Krishna's name is actually more merciful than Krishna because it forgives offenses towards Krishna and actually it makes Krishna more easily attainable, available than Krishna makes himself personal. Anyway, let's chant. And since this is my first visit here, I haven't had the opportunity to see the deities of Srila Prabhupada, perhaps we can chant our Guru Vandanam.
Is the other one down? Could always get it too.
Thank you. Thank you.